Support our local economy and keep it in Connecticut. Melissa in the Morning chats with a local business now on WICC 600.
Yes, and it's a very exciting time to highlight this business because it's celebrating its 50th anniversary. We're talking right now to Sarah Beth Donovan, who's the principal and president of Media Only, as well as Sean Crane, who's the chief creative officer. And this is at Mints and Hoax. And I'm so glad that you guys are here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having us, Melissa.
So for anyone who is not familiar with your ad agency here in Connecticut, what is it that you guys specialize in?
So we're a full-service ad agency based in Avon. We offer advertising, design, digital, PR, and media services. We offer it all. And, we talk about being immersively different, and that's what's allowed us to make it these 50 years without... You know, we haven't forgotten what our founders, their original philosophy, and that's getting out of the office and into the street and into the heads of our consumers.
So, I mean, 50 years is an incredible milestone. I mean, that's certainly nothing to scoff at. There are many businesses that barely make it, you know, even to the 10-year mark. So 50 years, really something to celebrate. Congratulations, you guys. What would you say are some of the biggest reasons that you've gotten to this point as a company?
Yeah, I think, you know, as I was mentioning, it's a philosophy of really putting our clients' customers first. And never forgetting that that's why we do this in the first place. It's not about us. It's not even about our clients. It's about our clients' customers and understanding everything about them and being able to get into their heads and really change their perceptions. And that's been the what's allowed us to get this far.
And Sarah Beth, if you don't mind, I know with being the president of Media Only, which for the record, for anyone who's not aware, that's kind of like, it sounds like almost a unit of Mints and Hoax. It specializes in different media capabilities, correct? Like different ways of getting the word out there?
That's correct. You know, we've watched the migration of several things happen throughout our market. And there are many clients we work with who partake of all of the solutions that Sean had mentioned. But there are some clients who, you know, may have graphic designers on staff and things of that nature, but it's very challenging to navigate the current media world that's out there. You know, there was a time when there were three or four platforms, and now, you know, there are north of 20 ways to pull that lever with your consumers. Mm. So we started our division called Media Only almost 20 years ago. We'll be 20 next year. And, you know, that was really at the benefit of clients who may not need all of our creative services, but could really benefit from a deeper understanding of the tools and the data that can help make their media dollars as efficient as possible. So we work with a lot of clients directly, as well as agencies that may not have a media discipline in-house. There are a lot of boutique creative agencies, particularly in Fairfield County, but they may not want to be involved in the depths of the media space, and we help those types of partners as well.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking this morning to Sean Crane, who's the chief creative officer, as well as Sarah Beth Donovan, principal and president of Media Only. And we're talking about Mints and Hoax this morning for Keep It in Connecticut. And of course, celebrating 50 years in business. Do you guys mind sharing maybe a few notable Connecticut campaigns, any that our listeners may know?
Yeah, I'd love to. And, you know, two that are on your air right now that I'm sure would resonate are first and foremost, Hartford HealthCare, as we think about the pandemic that we're in and all of the good work that they've done on the front lines to keep our communities healthy. We're just proud to be able to have worked with them for a number of years, but particularly this year, the need to be nimble and transition to the given messages of the day. So, you know, many months ago, it was information primarily, then testing, and now vaccine, and even more importantly, revisiting care that was put off because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So we're proud and honored to be able to be the megaphone that gets those messages into the market with stations such as yourself. And then, you know, I think it's been a really, really hard year, and everyone deserves a little fun. And you think about Mohegan Sun reopening, and we've been a partner of theirs since they opened their doors almost 25 years ago.
Oh, cool.
And we're proud to be able to give people the opportunity not only to stay well with Hartford HealthCare, but to to have a good time and revisit and reconnect with friends at Mohegan Sun. So those are just a few examples of clients we work with for a number of years based out of Connecticut.
That's amazing. And Sean, you know, what would you say is Mints and Cokes' greatest impact on Connecticut? Kind of a very big question, but
It is, especially over 50 years. But I think in that time, we've always, you know, we've taken on a lot of state clients, and we've done a lot of pro bono work. We've done a lot of in the social services sector. And I think, you know, for me as a creative, I always love it when you could use creativity to solve bigger problems or to help with bigger problems. Right now, we're also working with Access Health and really bringing the issue of health disparities to the front, and just helping to put some definition around what that means to people and how we can do our part to make things better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think one of the things as we think about 50 years that we're so proud of is just giving voice to the many different industries and companies in our state that are the fabric of Connecticut's economic engine. Mm-hmm. We've had the good fortune to represent a wide variety of industries over that 50 years. And like Sean said earlier, it's never about us. It's about making those businesses shine so that Connecticut continue to be a viable, enjoyable business climate for everyone to be in.
Well, if there are businesses listening right now, you guys, and they would like to shine by using your services, I know your website is Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, with a hyphen, Hoke, H-O-K-E.com. But what is your number if people want to call out to you guys?
They can reach us at 860-679-9735.
Simple enough. Well, we so appreciate you guys coming on this morning, Sarah Beth Donovan, as well as Sean Crane. Thank you both so much. And again, congratulations on 50 years. Very well deserved.
Thank you for the time this morning, Melissa.
Thank you.
No problem at all.